Chapter 4. Rubirius Metellus had lived in the style I expected. He owned a large home occupying its own block on the Oppian Hill, just beyond Nero's Golden House, half a step from the auditorium should he want to hear recitals, and an easy walk from the forum when he conducted business. Booths for shops occupied street frontages on his home. Some rich men leave them empty, but Metellus preferred rents to privacy. His impressive main entrance was flanked by small obelisks of yellow Numidian marble. They looked ancient. I guessed war loot. Some military ancestor had grabbed them from a defeated people. Perhaps he was in Egypt with Mark Antony or that prig Octavian. The former, most likely. Octavianus, with the nasty blood of Caesar in his veins and his eye to the main chance, would have been busy turning himself into Augustus and his personal fortune into the largest in the world. He would have tried to prevent his subordinates carrying off loot that could grace his own coffers or enhance his own prestige. If a past Metellus had nonetheless snaffled some architectural salvage, maybe that was a clue to the whole family's attitude and skills. I leaned on the counter of a bowl and beaker snack shop. I could see across the street to the Metellus spread. It had a weathered, self-confident opulence. I had intended to ask questions of the food vendor, but he looked to me as if he thought he'd seen me before, and remembered we'd had a row about his lentil pottage. Unlikely. I have style. I wouldn't order lentils any day. Phew! It's taken me hours to find this street. It was a 10-minute walk from the sacred way. Maybe if I looked tired out he would pity me, or maybe he would think I was an ignorant deadbeat up to no good. Is that the Metellus house? The man in the apron amended his glare to suggest I was a dead bluebottle, feet up in his precious pottage. Forced to acknowledge my question, he produced a quarter of a nod. At last, I have business with the people there. I felt like a clowning slave in a dire farce. But I hear they had a tragedy. I don't want to upset them. Know anything about what happened?
No idea, he said.
Trust me to choose the outlet where Metellus deceased always bought his morning sesame cake. Loyalty makes me sick. Whatever happened?